And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start with the tragedy out of Rhode Island, where a senior night hockey celebration turned into a crime scene on Monday. Robert Dorgan, who identifies as a woman, opened fire at the Dennis M. Lynch Arena in Pawtucket during a high school game, killing two people and critically injuring at least three others before turning the gun on himself. Police say it appears to have been a targeted family-related dispute. Court records from 2020 confirm Dorgan had undergone gender reassignment surgery that is now part of a documented pattern. Transgender-identifying shooters have carried out deadly attacks in Nashville, Minneapolis, and earlier this month at a Canadian school where 10 people were killed. Meanwhile, the new CDC data confirms what many of us already sensed, and that is that America had 24,000 fewer births in 2025 than a year before that, reversing a brief post-COVID bump and resuming the downward spiral. Every single U.S. state now sits below the 2.1 replacement fertility rate. The Congressional Budget Office projects that by 2030, more Americans will be dying each year than being born. And on a related front, if you're going to get on a plane, you'd like to know the most qualified person available is actually flying it. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy issued a new mandatory operations specification this week requiring all commercial airlines to formally certify that their pilot hiring is merit-based. Duffy was very blunt in the statement, saying we need excellence, not DEI hires. Under the Biden era, United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby openly boasted about overhauling pilot demographics by quota. The FAA has also been busy dismantling DEI offices and scrapping Biden-era directives. And here's a story that sounds made up, but it's not. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers paid $1.7 million between 2021 and 2025 to a company called the Nonprofit Empowerment Group, which is actually a for-profit shell company for leadership development training. The company's only known employee is a former bank teller. Its co-founder sits on a board of an organization the Muslim Brotherhood identified as a part of their network for, quote, eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within. The Trump administration has since canceled the contracts. Assistant Secretary of the Army Adam Tell called them unnecessary and said they don't serve the national interest. And that might be the understatement of the year. Staying with stories involving people who should have known better, a school board member in an unidentified district actually called Child Protective Services on the parents of students who chartered a Turning Point USA chapter at their school. Her argument, conservative ideas are a threat to student safety. Yeah, no word on whether she's filed similar complaints over Drag Queen Story Hour, but likely not. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.